KORN News Radio Sports for Thursday, March 26th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament resumes tomorrow with the Sweet 16. Four games on ESPN. Starts at 1:30 tomorrow as number 2 Vanderbilt takes on 6-seed Notre Dame. Number 1 Connecticut takes on the 4-seed North Carolina at 4 p.m. Number 1 UCLA will take on the 4-seed Minnesota at 6:30 tomorrow night. And number 2 LSU will face the 3-seed Duke. That's at 9 p.m. tomorrow on ESPN. Mitchell Colonel Athletics will have their first competitions of the spring coming up next Tuesday. Mitchell softball, they start their season on Tuesday. They'll travel to Watertown to take on the Watertown Arrows at 5 o'clock. Also next Tuesday, Mitchell Track and Field will start their season at a meet hosted at Dakota Wesleyan. That starts at 11 a.m. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says that the league will address tanking. That's when teams lose on purpose to improve their draft position before next season. Silver says changes to the draft process are currently in the works, with a special board meeting expected in May to finalize them. Silver also defended the 65-game rule for major awards, which some say can penalize injured stars, but says that the rule is largely working as intended and also protects players from excessive load management. Silver also praised the WNBA's new collective bargaining agreement. He's also confirmed that Carolina Hurricanes owner Tom Dundon of the NHL is set to purchase the Portland Trailblazers. The NBA also taking a major step towards expansion, with team owners set to vote on a plan that would begin the process of adding teams in Las Vegas and Seattle. If approved, the NBA would move forward in working with ownership groups that would be interested in bringing teams to those cities, likely no earlier than the fall of 2028. Seattle's been without a team since the Supersonics left for Oklahoma City in 2008. On the court last night, crazy finish, overtime finish, as the Minnesota Timberwolves defeated the Houston Rockets 110-108. Minnesota's Julius Randle hit the game winner with 8 seconds left in overtime. The Timberwolves ended the game on a 15-0 run. Minnesota was down 13 points in overtime. It's the biggest comeback since detailed play-by-play throughout the game started in 1997. Kevin Durant and Elperen Şengün each scored 30 points in the loss for Houston. Elsewhere last night, the Lakers defeated Indiana 137-130 behind 43 points from Luka Doncic. The Lakers have won 10 of their past 11 games. Denver held off Dallas 142-135. The Nuggets are tied for fourth place in the Western Conference with Minnesota. Denver, they hold the tiebreaker. Jamal Murray had a season-high 53 points for the Nuggets, while Nikola Jokic had 23 points, 21 rebounds, and a season-high 19 assists. Boston, they would rally to beat Oklahoma City 119-109. That snaps the Thunder's 12-game winning streak. Jaylen Brown of Boston scored 14 of his 31 points in the third quarter. He also finished with 8 rebounds and 8 assists, while Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he led the Thunder with 33 points and 8 assists. San Antonio's Victor Wembanyama had a double-double, 19 points, 15 rebounds, 7 blocks. Spurs beat Memphis 123-98. Spurs have won 7 straight. They now move within 2 games of Oklahoma City for the number 1 seed in the Western Conference. And the Atlanta Hawks, one of the hottest teams in the Eastern Conference, they would beat Detroit last night 130-129. The Hawks are 15-2 since the All-Star break. That's the best record in the Eastern Conference. For more sports, check us out online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.